Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your host, Shelley Antine, and I'm here to speak to you about the week beginning Monday, the 27th of December, and ending in 2022 on the second day of January. There are quite a few things happening this week as our year ends and another begins. And the first major shift that we will find will be when Jupiter re-enters Pisces on the 28th at 11:09 p.m. Eastern. And then we have Mercury shifting out of Capricorn into Aquarius on New Year's Day, but not until actually the next morning, 2:10 a.m. on Sunday the 2nd for the East Coast. You'll get it at 11:10 p.m. on the first day of the year out on the West Coast. And not to be done, we have to have more. There is the Capricorn new moon to start off the year, arriving at 1:33 in the afternoon Eastern Time on Sunday the 2nd. Now, I have already recorded and posted a podcast specifically on Jupiter entering Pisces and going into some details, 29 minutes of details, about this sort of wavy, very Neptunian path Jupiter's been taking, because it'll be in Pisces for a while, then it'll go into Aries, and then the retrograde will come back into Pisces, it'll go back into Aries. Sort of like the waves on the ocean, right? Only it takes a lot longer for these waves to complete. At any rate, you'll get all you need to know if you listen to that podcast, which is also available on the blog page at shelleyantine.com, and you will hear, I think you're going to hear about it a little bit when I talk with Jim Case on the 5th of January at 11 a.m. on Adventures in Truth, which you can find Adventures in Truth live streaming on YouTube and also on Facebook, on the Facebook page. So at any rate, I'm going to stick with giving you the daily forecasts and a little bit about Mercury in Aquarius, because I will probably also give you a podcast about the new moon in Capricorn as we get closer to that. So, starting out the 27th, the Monday after a holiday weekend, we are getting up in good shape on the East Coast until 8 o'clock in the morning. We've got a Libra moon that's going trine Saturn in Aquarius, so we can get some of our ducks in a row, plan ahead, and feel, you know, sort of grounded. But once we get past 8 a.m. Eastern, this is going to take a long time to complete, but the moon in Libra is going square Mercury in Capricorn. And that's the Capricorn lineup just beginning with the exact square at 3:57 a.m. Tuesday. And then we've got the square to Venus and the square to Pluto. So those will be over by 9:06 a.m. on Tuesday. But this is a time when we aren't in agreement with people and people are not listening. So annoying for Libra moon. I mean, you know, there are things to say, there are things to discuss, there are agreements to be made, and nobody's listening. Yeah, no. Mm-mm. All the Capricorn planets already have their ducks in a row, thank you very much, and are not interested in hearing other points of view. But on Tuesday, once we get past the square to Pluto, we have one of our, again, last and great aspects to Jupiter in Aquarius. Can you tell how much I'm going to miss it? I am. That is going to be the moon in Libra's trine to Jupiter until 4:11 p.m. Tuesday the 28th. So here is your goodwill. Here are your people who are willing to expand into the future, into ideas of equality and justice. Yes, have a wonderful time until 4:11 p.m. And that is your last, literal last aspect that Jupiter in Aquarius will have until 2033, because it won't be in Aquarius until then. So say goodbye for the 13 or 12 years that this is going to be. We are looking at a void of course moon for only 5 minutes, and moon will enter Scorpio at 4:16 p.m. And as it is going towards a sextile to the sun in Capricorn, Jupiter enters Pisces at 11:09 p.m. on the 28th of December. So, good time for you to listen to that particular podcast, because I'm not going to talk about it now. Also coming in before the moon sextiles the sun in Capricorn is Mercury joins Venus, retrograde Venus, at 5:27 a.m. Now, those of you who are familiar with the program, quote-unquote, we have a retrograde Venus, and she is going into the basement here. She's going to be digging up all her old issues about valuing the divine feminine. And, you know, where are we with that now? And bringing those pieces. We always go down and get pieces of ourself. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to be a woman to have things to learn about divine feminine and feminine nature within the self, and valuing things that are classified as feminine, including nature itself. So, so this is a time when the Mercury energy in Capricorn might be helping you find some of those old boxes that you need to open up and discover some things about how to reclaim worthiness and, not necessarily what the consensus thinks is worthy. So, once we get past the sextile to the sun, that's 5:43 in the morning on Wednesday the 29th, now we have a bit of a rocky time. The morning is not easy on the 29th because we have the opposition to Uranus and Taurus, the square to Saturn and Aquarius. We've just come through our last Saturn-Uranus square for the year, and so we have a little review in terms of a moon in Scorpio, which is all about the need, emotional instinct kind of need, to be in control of things. It feels vulnerable, has to know and be in charge, very managerial. And there you have this Uranian planet going, hey, all bets are off, changes are in the offing at 10:51 a.m. Eastern, and then you've got frustration because you can't quite get the rules and regulations to change for you, and that one is 11:58 a.m. But after this, we have a good time for the Scorpio moon because it has all the psychic input that it could possibly want as it moves to the trine to Neptune, which is very early, in the wee hours of the morning, on Thursday, the 30th. Well, also happening before this trine completes is Mars and Sag, sextile Saturn in Aquarius. So you want to ask some of your questions about next year, some of your questions about travel maybe, or things that you might be wanting to, other kinds of adventures that you might want to embark upon, and get some ideas about the timing and the methods and how you can work that out. So that's, the 29th is a wonderful day. So you can get yourself ready if you do burning bowls and stuff. You can also be getting yourself ready. We're in the fourth quarter. We're in the dark moon phase coming in. And so we're, ready to look at those issues and again, get some psychic input. You know, there is a practice that I have done before. In fact, I did it last year, and it was really one of those times when doing this proved to be absolutely true, and that is to pick 12 cards from whatever deck speaks to you, and one for each month of 2022. And take a journal and write down the card also, so you can just go read up on it if you're using a book that you don't know the card really well, which a lot of times with me, the Rider-Waite deck, which was the original deck for me and for a lot of people, had all the symbolism on the cards, the ancient symbolism. So you didn't have to read a book, really. I mean, you could. Maybe there were certain interpretations, but if you wanted to look, you could see, you know, what you might be finding there, coming to you intuitively. Other books I find I need to resource unless I draw that card all the time, which can happen. Those of you who do cards, you know that, until you finally get it. You're going to keep drawing the same card, right? So what I'm suggesting is that the 29th is a great time when you get to the afternoon and evening hours to do that. Do that drawing of the cards. Yeah, I'm going to make a note of that for myself on the calendar here. Also coming in after the Moon Trine Neptune, we have a very deep thinking Mercury joining Pluto until 5 a.m. Eastern on Thursday morning. And a very positive Scorpio Moon flow from that time of 3 o'clock in the morning until, well, after lunch, or at least after 12 p.m. on Thursday Eastern. You get the sextiles to Venus, and then to Pluto, and then to Mercury. So you can start thinking about all those things and imagining the structures you would need, and maybe getting in touch with some people who could help you. Particularly when you're looking at the time period between 8:30 Eastern in the morning and 11:30 Eastern with the sextile to Pluto. Moon is void, of course, for the afternoon after 12:10 p.m. It goes into Sagittarius at 6:08 p.m. on Thursday. And it makes a square to Jupiter until 6:42. So that's the one time period where you may be over-idealizing everything and not seeing the future clearly, or not hearing good information, or getting some amplified fantasy coming at you that pretends to be real. But after 7 o'clock Eastern time, now you're in the sextile. Moon in Sag sextile, Saturn in Aquarius. So now you can start thinking about things again, and planning and plotting. I'm sorry to say that when we get past 1:15 in the afternoon Eastern time on Friday the 31st, which is your New Year's Eve time, I don't know how people are doing with their celebrations over these holidays. It gets so confusing about whether you're safe or not, or, you know, just the numbers of whatever is staggering right now. So if you're planning to gather, I will tell you that unfortunately, as we go through the afternoon hours Eastern time, we have Moon conjunction Mars in Sag until 3:01 p.m. So you can get into battles royal over beliefs. Okay, so be very aware of that. You can also be very agitated, like literally restless, and really want to do something, you know, and go somewhere, and, you know, all of that, but may not take place. And then we have the Moon square Neptune in Pisces for the rest of the 31st and until 3:16 a.m., which means until midnight plus 16 on the West Coast, so the moon square Neptune. Not a great time for traveling, not a great time for weather, and definitely confusing, very deceptive energy and weather can be really a problem, but so can infection. I'm sorry to tell you this. If this helps you make decisions, you know, great. Or you can make them any other way you want. But I know, I remember I told people that the day before Christmas travel was going to be a nightmare and that wouldn't be the time to do it. And in fact, we had a lot of people had a nightmare. And it was a moon in Virgo involved in the Neptune issues. And so that had to do with health, moon in Virgo. You know, people not being able to report to the airport to fly planes or service planes, etc. So it was really a problem, and weather was just insane on the West Coast, as far as I remember. But, you know, these are different. This is Moon in Sag, so it can still be, it won't be necessarily due to the virus, but it may be difficult to travel, definitely. And weather can still be a real issue. But on the first day of the year, we have a void moon in Sagittarius, which could feel good. I mean, I would say, you know, if you were going to have any kind of group, I would have it on the first and, you know, enjoy the Sag moon, just being free with Sag moon. Moon will enter Capricorn on the first day of 2022 at 6:02 p.m. and have a sextile to Jupiter. So you have a quick, upbeat, optimistic energy that comes in until 7:13 p.m. And while the moon is now traveling to a trine to Uranus and Taurus, this is better energy is on the first, is what I'm trying to say. Once you get after about 1:30 in the afternoon on Friday. Now you're in a good sweep again here until you have this, you know, Capricorn energy, which is different, but still, you know, once again, you're taking a look at the future. You want to be practical in some ways, but you're encouraged and you're getting some good softened energy to be in with the sextile to Jupiter, and the moon will go trine Uranus and Taurus until 11:20 Eastern in the morning on Sunday the 2nd. So very open, and while that opening to change and looking at new ideas comes in, Mercury enters Aquarius, the sign of Uranus. And so we are future thinking then. We are less practical. The moon's still in Capricorn holding us back a bit on that level. But Mercury's ready now. I mean, it's in an air sign, and it's so happy to be into that air quality again, because that's its own quality for the most part. But this is where really your conversations start talking about change and stuff about groups and friendships and people who need to, you know, get something done for them or something that you want to get done. It is definitely looking at new and inventive, and it is receiving intuitive input. And that's a little unusual for Mercury, which is generally in an analytical mode, but this is like electric Zappos come in for Mercury in Aquarius. So we'll have that. And let's just take a look at this. I have to go to my next year's book to take a look at it and track the Mercury in Aquarius, because it will be retrograding once it gets to 10 degrees. It will retrograde in Aquarius, go back into Capricorn for just a bit when it gets to the you know, the close to the end of January, the 25th of January, and then it'll go direct in Capricorn on the 4th of February, you know, and move up to Aquarius again on the 14th, some point on Valentine's Day. You know, it's such an interesting thing to me all the time that Valentine's Day is in Aquarius. I don't know, really. Such an unusual sign for the idea of love that lasts, you know. Aquarius, so independent, yeah. Detached. But anyway, so here is where you have this energy of Mercury entering Aquarius to 10 a.m. on Sunday, the second day of the month of January. And then, after the trine to Uranus at 11:20 a.m. Eastern, the new moon comes in quickly after that at 1:33 p.m. Eastern. And again, as I said, I will do a podcast on this, but this is the new moon, so you should be at the point of release now. You should have all the stuff you knew you wanted to release released. And you should be ready to begin anew. It isn't always that we get a new moon at the beginning of the new year, but it's very appropriate. And after the new moon comes in and setting intentions for Capricorn areas like career and public life and projects and goals and achievement, then we have a beautiful rest of Sunday with Moon in Capricorn softened in the sextile to Neptune in Pisces. Now you can receive some psychic information about the year ahead. And you'll have a good overnight with sweet dreams, especially because that Moon in Capricorn will also join Venus retrograde at 5 in the morning. And it's interesting because you may have dreams about the worthiness issues during this retrograde Venus cycle here and some reclaiming in your heritage. You may even have some dreams about ancestors and stuff like that. So that's it for the week ahead. And then we have a week where, this from the 3rd to the 9th of January, we're in basic assimilation of what shifts and changes have occurred. We're still dealing with the retrograde Venus. We're not quite to the Uranus direct. That may come in the week after. And, you know, so we're in the waxing quarter, visioning our future. And so I wish you all a very happy new year and make it a great year by your own visioning and your own use of energy for visioning and thought. And I'll say goodbye for now.